massage therapy, and I'm looking over this book called The 33 Strategies of War. It's the summary version, and I just wanted to read the introduction page of it. So, introduction goes, we live in a culture that highlights the importance of democratic values, of fitting into a group, of knowing how to cooperate with other people. We are constantly trained and prepared for peace, but we are not at all prepared for the perpetual war that we must fight in the real world. This war occurs not only on the military battlefield, but on multiple levels of society. In business, politics, sports, and even the arts, we find ourselves facing ruthless opponents that are willing to do anything to gain an edge. More troubling, however, are the battles we face with those who claim to be on our side, those who seem to play the team game, who act friendly and agreeable, only to sabotage us behind the scenes, to use the group to secure their own selfish interests. On the surface, everything seems peaceful and harmonious, but just below it, it is often every man and woman for themselves. Our culture may deny this reality, but we all know it and we feel it in our daily lives. As equally important as the 48 Laws of Power and the Art of Seduction, The 33 Strategies of War by Robert Greene is a comprehensive guide to human interaction, which reveals the most ingenious and effective principles of warfare that can be applied to battles and conflicts of everyday life. I totally agree with that. Being a massage therapist, a lot of energetic vibes transfer from your client to your person, and in class we just went over that. And you know, that is like it's an internal fight, because you don't want to freak out or seem like you freaked out and letting the world know that you feel strange in certain environments. But if you learn the strategies of war, navigating through life might be a little easier. And I will tell you some of the steps as I go through them throughout the podcast. Thanks for listening.